1 Corinthians chapter 2. And I, brothers, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of Elohim. For I did not determine to know anything among you, save Yeshua the Messiah, and him nailed to the torture stake. And I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit, and of power. So that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of Elohim. However, we speak wisdom among those who are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world, that come to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of Elohim in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which Elohim ordained before the world to our glory. Which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have nailed the Master of Glory to the torture stake. But as it is written, I has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which Elohim has prepared for those who love him. But Elohim has revealed them to us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of Elohim. For what man knows the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of Elohim no man knows, but the Spirit of Elohim. Now we have received, not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is from Elohim, so that we may know the things that are freely given to us by Elohim. Which things we also speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of Elohim, for they are foolishness to him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged by no man. For who has known the mind of Yeshua, so that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of the Messiah.